Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
3733. Now, back to Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Roger, JP on The Bone, Real Raw Radio, 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025.
At this point, I've had at least a dozen people send me this the video of Cal Tafone in his backyard.
And I can't stop laughing.
Is he okay?
It's so freaking funny.
I imagine he's
okay. I'm assuming
Tell
he's okay, because
right. Yeah,
Galvin tweeted it, and the only place he could have got the video from is either Mike giving it to him or his wife gave it to him.
He stole it from me. He hacked into my Ring camera.
Did he really?
I didn't give permission for that.
And the funniest comment, anytime I have ever sat again for the rest of my life, I will come back to this video, LMAO. good thing he's all right, but he went a long distance before he fell. I mean, he went 30 feet.
Well, he was talking about it. He said he was, and you can see he tried to outrun the fall. Like, he was trying to avoid the fall,
yes,
by running it. Running.
Oh, absolutely.
He was. Did he miss a step? Like, what caused him to trip?
It looked like his left foot kicked his right foot when he was walking.
Oh, no. Is that what it is?
Look at the video. Thinking, it looks like one kicks the other, right?
You know, just for career security, I'm thinking maybe you shouldn't laugh as hard.
Hey, man, I think people funny falling is hilarious.
Me too.
If you fall down the stairs, even funnier to me. I'm sorry.
So do I, but I'm not the one trying to get on his show. So maybe dial it back a little bit. What do you think?
Maybe you feel a little bad.
Right.
I'm a Texan. You all right, N-word? That's how I talk to him. Don't worry.
When did it happen? Did it happen today? Did it have, like, is
yeah.
this, it's
yeah.
fresh from this morning?
Yeah.
I'm in the hospital right now, so thanks for your,
oh, no.
thanks for your love and support.
Galta, what Mike, happened?
The whole time, I'm not laughing. I'm happy you're okay. I hope that you're okay. The saddest and scariest part to me is when you fall, right immediately when you hit the ground, your back leg or your legs just are behind you, they just flop. They like, yeah, and I'm like, oh, yeah. God, that's scary to me.
It was cartoonish.
And then when you like slowly got up, I'm like, is he going to be okay? I'm glad you're okay. I don't laugh at people falling. I think that's mean. If I didn't know you when I saw that video, if it was just a stranger, that's not funny either. But you
do you understand there's a whole television show called America's Funniest Home Videos because America finds this stuff funny?
I don't.
This would totally make it.
My favorite part is when he gets up, his attempt to compose himself. He pulls his shirt back down, kind of
like
looks
rubbing
around,
the dirt off the
looks
front.
Around a little second. He's like, okay, I wanted to see what happened after that.
Man.
I had to think for a second, too. Did I bust my face open?
You're too pretty for that.
That's a good point.
Are you okay?
My lasagna eyes were intact. We're fine.
I guess on the air, he said his flip-flop bent under his foot and caught the concrete. It was around 9:30 this morning. He said his knee was really starting to hurt by 10 o'clock.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm getting at. I don't want to laugh because if he's going to have, from here on out, issues with his back or his wrists hands or
doesn't make the video less funny. It just makes the injury more serious.
Right. Right.
Because I mean, I know exactly what happened to him, because when I wear my slides at home, sometimes I'm just walking down the hall normal and the toe curls under it, and I almost take a header like into a door frame. You know, it happens.
And you guys
And
you guys mock me for saying that wearing flip flops and all that stuff is and slides are stupid.
No, I like wearing slides.
This is exactly
that
why.
Once in a while.
This is exactly why.
What? Nobody ever tripped wearing sneakers? Nobody ever tripped.
Never. Look it up.
I'm going to look up for sneaker trip. Man, that is some kind of fall. I mean, he's coming right through the gate or whatever. And that makes so much sense. And then he has a shot at recovering, but not really. Now, once you're tipped over center, it's 50%. It's
yeah, no, there was no saving that.
But he avoided that whole stone patio thing. Like, he got by that to the dirt.
Right, because he got a couple of steps in before he fell.
He
so, in his attempt to stop the fall, which was inevitable, He probably, I don't know, did he fall on himself. Did he fall on more pavers or did he hit, like, because I can't
it's
tell
softer
if he fell
for
on,
sure.
Like, it's kind of like mulch area. He's right near Ralphie's area. That's his tortoise. He's right.
Right, but there looks like there's more whatchamacallit.
I know. Doesn't it look like there could be scrap pavers in that dirt where he fell? Yeah. It looks like there could be pieces sticking up, you know, I don't know. At least next to it.
You ever see a sprinter when they're trying to get over the finish line before someone else, they put their head forward? That's what it kind of reminds me of. Mm. They're sprinting and stuff. Nope. Okay. All right.
All right. Well, get ready. Get.
Yeah, I'm looking at the.
Ralphie laughed at me too. You ever see a tortoise laugh?
It's a good thing you got up fast enough. Probably would have thought you would have started chowing on your head.
Would have been bad. Not taste as good though as the lettuce.
Let's listen to Scott's message giving me the whole play by play. He said he only had 3 minutes to take a leak, so he was going out back in the backyard to do it.
You can't. Oh, my God.
I couldn't make my way all the way down to the...
he could pee in his own backyard.
Of course you can pee in your own
to
backyard.
To the west wing of the house.
But don't use time as an excuse. You just wanted to go pee outside. You can. Don't tell me that your house is so huge, there's no way a bathroom is within 3 minutes.
Well, you've been there. You tell us.
It's a big house, but there's more than one bathroom, and you have access to it in less than 3 minutes. Like, it's not gonna...
Near the studio?
No.
But it's not 3 minutes. I'm saying don't use time as your thing, because you could make it to the bathroom...
It takes 3 minutes and 22 seconds to walk from the studio to my bathroom, to the nearest bathroom.
You take little woman pees. He takes big man pees.
What's the difference? A pee is a pee.
Mike, I don't know. You want to explain that, Mike?
He could be holding on to more water than you.
Very, very girthy peas.
Right, girthy peas.
Okay. Just say I wanted to go in the backyard. I was lazy and feel like walking all the way. That's fine. But don't pretend that you only had so much time. Your house ain't that big.
How big's your house?
It's an apartment. And I still don't go outside.
That's right.
And I don't go outside. I go into the bathroom no matter where I am.
Your apartment's the size of my bathroom.
It is. Well, yeah, it is. It doesn't have a golden toilet, though. That's for sure.
Right.
Or a bidet. I heard you say the other day you had a bidet you were using, so I don't have a bidet either.
You're welcome to use it anytime.
No. Pass. Can I go outside? If I don't feel like walking to your bathroom, can I go to outside and just pee in your lawn?
Apparently.
No, you don't pee in the lawn. He goes, there's like around the corner, you pee into the woods. But the house next to you could see you all of this. Yeah, when I was told to go there, I was like, is this a setup? The other window's staring right at us. They're like, no, that's the area.
What does he do when the guest comes in? Makes him pee outside?
This is what I'm saying.
Oh, that's a good question. There was no guest when I was there. So, but I got told to go out there. I felt like I was a guest, so I guess so. Joe Rogan comes. Hey, take your ass outside, Joe.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think he was having Robert Irvine on today, right?
Yeah.
Did he make Robert Irvine go outside and pee?
Probably not. I would imagine not.
Robert Irvine pushed me. That's the whole thing. He pushed me. You don't see him.
Start rumors now. I don't know.
Maybe they were going out. Maybe Robert Irvine. What we don't see in the video is Robert Irvine already out there, and they were going across streams. We don't know.
This is how
you should make every guest go pee outside in the woods. That'd be amazing. Have a list of all the famous people who pee in those woods.
Again, not possible, not probable, but it is possible.
Yeah. I want someone to edit the video when he falls, the sonic rings come out of him. Like, everywhere.
You ain't right, Gareth.
So many things can be done.
You ain't right.
Can anybody put like bowling pins in the dirt where he hit? Like, it just. Yeah. There's like, all sorts of stuff you could add. Well, you know, this is what can be done. I'm sure nobody in the audience knows how to do that.
We're never going to be invited back to Tampa.
It's on you, yeah. I'm sorry, Mike, and I'm glad. Okay. I do, too. I hope there's no long-term.
Yeah, and honestly,
you can't apologize your way for mocking him for where he pees.
No, I wasn't mocking him. I'm calling him out. There's a huge difference. You just want to pee outside. That's totally cool. Respect. It's your house. Do what you want to do. Just don't pretend that it had to do with time, because it didn't.
He thought it was the quickest way to relieve himself.
Sure.
It's a long way to the half bath on the first of four floors and three wings.
Let's not.
He was in the other wing.
Gareth, how close was he? Because, so Ralphie the tortoise has a pen.
Yeah.
That's got like, it's framed by wood, like this big wood pen. But it looks like Mike's, from the video, and I can't tell, like, how close is his head to that wood sticking out of the ground in that pen?
Oh, yeah, it looks pretty close now. Now that I'm rewatching, it looks pretty like it was caught the edge.
This could have been way worse. If he would have hit that thing,
Honestly, that kind of fall could be bad enough. Like you said, his knee started to hurt. That could be bad enough.
If he would have hit that thing, Galvin would have been in his seat in no time.
Poor Galvin.
It's the Galvin show.
Oh, no. Stop.
Anybody know a bass player? No.
Anyone know a bass player?
Oh, Galvin's thinking on his feet. He's got a lot of different ladles in the soup.
That's a good question. God forbid something would have happened to him. Would Pitbull Toddler go on and give that excuse that bands play? He would have wanted us to. He would have wanted us to keep on going.
Of course. Of course.
When the reality is, we know all these bands are just saying that to make themselves feel better about going out there to continue making money.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
You got to keep going out. Kim is on line one. Kim, you have questions? What's going on?
Yeah, I was listening this morning. He also said three deer were in his backyard and stood there and watched them fall.
Of course they did.
And then I think if you watch the video, I think he pees after he falls.
Really? Does he?
Well, he's got
this one cuts off.
Yeah, this video cuts off.
Oh, we need the long form.
But hey,
video.
It's not like all of a sudden he doesn't have to pee.
Well, that's true.
You know?
Yeah. Once you recover.
Did he pee a little when he fell, though? That's the thing. Your body's all jostled.
Zip.
Jostled.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah, it was.
I did have to change my underwear. We'll just say that.
Thank you, Kim.
I'm just afraid that tomorrow, 24 hours after it, you're going to be sore.
Yeah. Like car accident or bicycle accident sore.
Yeah.
Somewhere in between there.
Yeah, and let's face it, I'm including myself here, Mike. We're old, so things like that tend to linger and maybe don't have
hands, elbows, shoulders, his arms are out, knees, hips.
He's not 85, though. It's not like he didn't break a hip on the fall.
No.
And I am younger than you.
You are.
He did take a little bit of a bounce there. That wasn't easy. Who are you younger than?
Me.
Then all you guys.
No,
you're younger than me.
You're older than me.
Oh.
You got me by ear, boy.
Called out.
Whatever you think. I'm definitely younger than Monica, and I'm definitely younger than old Raj.
I know. You've said that before. I know. That's all right.
Well, get well, Mike. We're all pulling for you. Except for Galvin. He's not pulling for you.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like anybody's pulling for me.
Galvin has been on record as saying he does not want his own show. I think he hopes. I think he laughed, I'm sure. But he also, you know.
You got to laugh. It's a great video.
Until they wave 25% of that Calton money added onto his. And then he'll be like, Mike, who?
Sure, in this business.
I don't know no Mike.
Oh, God. Yeah. Well, after laughing at it, I did feel a little bad. But then I thought, you know what? If there was a video of me walking out my back door, falling and laughing, and falling down like that, he'd be laughing the whole show.
Not only would he be laughing the whole show, he would take the video and send it to all his people, too. No question.
He did own it, though, for that much. Because it's a ring camera. He never had to ever put it out there. You know what I mean? Like, nobody was back there filming.
He knows it's funny.
Yeah, so for that, I can respect the crap out of that.
I mean,
hope it's okay. He didn't break a toe or hurt his knee or hip or whatever. You know,
somebody would have noticed all the dirt on his thighs when he went back in.
And the bloody knees.
Right.
But he didn't have to release the ring video. He could have just been like, I fell.
The missing tooth.
Ripped out a toenail.
We had to see
it. It's a lot.
7 injuries. 1 fall. Oh, good luck, Michael.
I can't stop.
Hopefully not too sore.
I can't stop.
I know. It's not less funny after 8 times.
Oh, you were. You were right, Diz. There are rings. I just turned on. The Sonic rings were there.
No more cruises.
Yeah, that's over.
Yeah.
Go to Galvin's Twitter. You'll find Roger JP 1025 The Bone. Be right back.
It's for the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.